Fal Sherry, you just shachler, Mish Marilyn Crellin. I'm Marilyn Crellin, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme which is called Shachler. In Shachler this time, on Shachler and Keith Shaw, and Sheu Vard Vannon reached the sixth Manx board again. Last time in Shachler, we were anticipating the announcement to reveal the sixth Manx board, and we did so in the company of the first five Manx boards, or at least the four living Manx boards. The first Manx board was T.E. Brown, but we enjoyed a recitation from his poetry anyway.
But first, you'll have seen the eye-catching posters with the letters O-I-O-W. That stands for Our Ireland, Our World, and this is now its second year, after last year's great success. The festival is the brainchild of Dave McLean, and here he is explaining the background of it to Christy DeHaven.
What is this festival all about for those that haven't actually checked it out
yet? It's all about bringing world music and culture to the island, because it's, you know, we tend not to get so much of that experience over here. We're a little island. We, you know, it's rare that we get these sort of artists coming. But also, you know, we live in a really xenophobic world these days. And I think anything that we can do to make us feel more connected and understanding of a wider world and other people's cultures, it's got to be good.
It has. And as we said just a few minutes ago, you had these fantastic reviews that you've posted on your page from people who loved it last year. Were you surprised about how well received it was?
Yeah, I was absolutely flabbergasted, to be honest. You know, you do your best and you hope that it was going to be okay. But to be truthful, I had absolutely no idea what, you know, how it was all going to work, particularly the Saturday afternoon in the Corrin Hall, where we have people from various cultures coming along and demonstrating parts, some aspect of their culture. And everybody had gone to so much effort and so much trouble to put something together, which particularly was sort of suitable for children, that worked so much better than I ever imagined. I didn't know quite what was going to happen, but that went great. And we've expanded that this year, and we have more people coming. For example, we have representatives from the Chinese community who like the idea of the festival so much, they've actually given us sponsorship to hire the cathedral. And that was the Isle of Man Chinese Association. So that was wonderful. We got people from all over the place coming.
It's building relations right here on the Isle of Man between communities.
Absolutely. One of the best things from last year that I remember is the photograph that someone took of Oris, our Nigerian talking drum player, talking to Bijou, the man who owns the Royal Indian restaurant. And the two of them were getting on like a house on fire. And I don't think they'd ever met each other. And that sort of experience of other people's cultures and, you know, sort of meeting people from different cultures is really at the heart of what we're doing.
It really is. And you just mentioned that as one of your sort of favourite moments, thinking back of last year. Is it unfair of me to ask what you're looking forward to most this year?
Well, I suppose, that sounds a bit creepy, doesn't it, really? But I'm looking forward very much to hearing Lava doing their the Latin set, which I really am looking forward to.
I genuinely didn't pay him to say that.
I'm also really looking forward to this Manx Bulgarian project that we've got happening.
Yes, tell us about that.
Well, we've got some funding from Culture Vanin. It's an idea that I've had in my mind for a while. I knew that there were some really good Bulgarian musicians on the island, and I was aware obviously of some fabulous Manx players, and I thought if we could get them together and give them the space, opportunity to experience each other's music and work with each other's music, so we might have a Manx tune going with a Bulgarian song. And you know, it takes a while actually, but it's come on so well. We've got Dave Kilgallen and Paul Rogers from the Manx community, and we've got Vlad the Piper and Vlad and Ivelina from the Bulgarian community. And It's so great. I mean, especially loving Evelina's vocals. She's got such a fabulous voice. And we're doing that, premiering that in the cathedral on the Saturday afternoon, 2:30.
That'd be wonderful.
That is going to be one of my big moments, I think.
Dave McLean. And this evening, Thursday the 29th of August, just as Charlaire comes to a close, you can go along to St John's, and there on Tynwald Hill, through kind permission, there'll be the opening event of Our Ireland, Our World, with a free session of tribal drumming from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock to join in with. More tribal drumming tomorrow afternoon, Friday, August the 30th, in the Manin Music Studios in the Pinewood Complex in Laburnum Road, Pull Rose in Douglas, between 2:30 and 3:30. And then at Ramsey Courthouse between 11 a.m. and midday on Monday, the 2nd of September. Tomorrow evening, Friday the 30th, and Saturday evening the 31st, at 7:30, there are world music concerts in Peel Centenary Centre, with three exciting bands on each evening. On Saturday, there's a wonderful free event taking place from 12 noon to 6 o'clock in and around Cathedral Isle of Man, the Corrin Hall and grounds, with international music and dance, global food stalls, workshops and free children's activities. One of the highlights in the cathedral will be that Manx Bulgarian collaborative venture. That's taking place in and around Cathedral Isle of Man in Peel from 12 noon to 6 o'clock on Saturday the 31st. Our Ireland, our world.
Tanyiri ek bardacht, tan and tasta jain clashjanak nern liada, liorish rias reche glede kirelach. Jinu imis jay glede unsak del yay, tashen kun aleshke trimmed erich heel, chewed she in the foglin as rain as in rhythmok. Ta imidi kumakern as acton jay bardacht dawn, ak mutashuke screwy ak na screw elenach air, tashu jeruda. De rauen kirelek rambarden, eslai de lort na goilaren en bardacht. Vaden en skruet, de hermolia der reken as lijeli, de inch jane en mariachten, as de lort macaun en erichen, as shan erichen, as clon ella rau. Dinch den en je shan yeen, as fothi de halshie en ark lizik sly beke. Fothi de bek bun heelek den en ella. Ac fadon de her tatnus, gorishin skeel jay bearwolf. Unstren na sanma, van a skeelin shaw valorit egatoshach, screw it sheese. The five Manx bards chosen by a committee chaired by the person who came up with the idea, Bridge Carter, have been T. Brown, the first Manx bard, and then the four living Manx bards, Stacey Astle, John Dog Collister, Sarah Goodwins, and Annie Kizik. Last Sunday afternoon, there was a special event when there was an opportunity to enjoy poetry in performance. So let's join the celebration in the barn at Moorhouse, where Di Benson is the compere.
I'd like to invite His Excellency Sir Richard Gosney to the stage to open the magic envelope.
Proudly announced that the sixth Manx bard is Zoe Cannell.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you to Bridget Carter and to Di for all the arrangements. For the Manx Bard. I'm very proud to have attended every single ceremony and for everybody here today, including the first one for the posthumous T.E. Brown. So it's a great honour that I am now able to take my place here in the history of the Manx Bard. I'm really so happy. Thank you very, very much. My great, 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 great uncle was William Kenish, who was not only an inventor and walked the route of the Panama Canal, but he was also a very prolific poet here on the island. So it's running in the family, it's so great that I've been able to carry on this tradition and thank my four times great uncle William for this. And thank you to many friends for all their support as I put together my programme and gone for the interview process and to everybody else who's competed in this. It's a wonderful event. And thank you very much all for coming here this afternoon. Things get rather thrust upon you. The interview process is only yesterday, so you obviously find out now whether you've been the successful candidate. You put together a programme of three poems, for anybody who doesn't know, and a proposition of what you're going to do during your year, hopefully, as the Bard. So I've done that, and I've also submitted three poems. So I hope that I was able to show my diversity to the panel. This is called Ruthless Revenge. Picture a vast building site with cement mixers churning, dangerous, deafening with dirt, wagons dumping and turning, hard-hatted, high-vis-clad labourers, livelihoods earning. Grafting hours on end in weathered, unsheltered space, enjoying open-air kinship, but with worries to face. Their foreman was a real tyrant, always right on their case. He was stocky and balding and went by the name John, every inch of a bully, picking fights one by one. And each man on that site swiftly wanted him gone. As a spy he connived, like some shadowy lurker, penning all misdemeanours of every worker, stupid, untrustworthy, gossips, a skiver, a shirker. One man's child was quite sickly, which once made him late. Get out my sight, John did roar, ever throwing his weight, threatening him with the sack, allowing no fair debate. One damp bitter morn, they huddled tight in a group as they shared around mugs for a hot flask of soup. Not permitted, John growled, grabbing it with one swoop. The building's roof needed tweaking. John fast volunteered, "I'm the only one able to fix this," he sneered. And John will never know why. His ladder just disappeared. With no one in sight, John, like a bird perched on high, though he shrieked like a gull, not a soul heard his cry. And if they did spot him there, they did not question why. I only climbed up here to do one simple task. What will become of me now, to the crows John did ask, and what I wouldn't give now for that soup in a flask. Down the pub flowed the pints, raucous whoops heard for miles, jukebox, stairway to heaven, as they swapped knowing smiles, saying, it's his alternative way to spend a night on the tiles. And as that one's a little bit dark, I thought, it's so difficult when you don't know that you're going to become the Manx Bard, but I've got something here that's a standard poem that I have sort of tweaked. So I hope this one will be a little bit more fun for you. As we're gathered together in this barn today, the great and the good and the port air and sun, we've all glanced around just to see who is here. Well, we're Manx, that is part of the fun. And out at Moorhouse Farm we were greeted. Paul Castain hosts the file and celebrations. His father is Henry, his mother a Cadine. Well, we like to work out people's relations. And when we head down the street of a lunchtime, it takes much longer stroobing than when we planned. Hey boy, you right fella, how are you gal? Well, this is the Isle of Man, you understand. And then, whenever we pick up our couriers, we swiftly turn to the announcements inside. Go on, I know everyone here is guilty. We want to see who's born, married and died. And to maximise the meeting up with others, once a year head to the Knock Halo show. Or off to Timmel Day, the carnival sports days. We Manx have a real sense where to go. And if we're ever over on the inferior island and happen to spot a Manx plate on a car, we wonder whose it is and what they are up to. Well, that's just the Manx skeets that we are. And also sometimes when we're off the island,
someone will say, hey, where's that accent's from where? So we're quick to correct, we're not Liverpudlian, a self-governing island we proudly declare. Then if it is followed up in that conversation by, I know someone from there years ago, we brack our brains to work out the connections, as we like to make the link between all yeses we know. And if there's ever a question posed on a quiz show, then we answer at John McGuinness speed. How dare contestants not know Snaith Fells are mountain, or Loughton's a rare local sheep breed? Talking of telly, we're truly delighted when our island looks a nice place to work, to dwell. Not only pretty, fishing boats, meadows and fine cliffs, but we've got the best little prison as well. And have you heard that Zoe Cannell, this is all with the hope, her father was years on Manx radio. In minutes it's spread around that she's the sixth bard. Well, this is the Isle of Man, you know.
Moilia Soilia, congratulations to you on becoming the sixth Manx bard. What's your background in poetry then? When did you start penning things?
When I was a child at Ballaclone and Fairfield schools in Douglas, that's when I first started writing poetry. In fact, I think I might go up to my loft and see if I can find some of my original writings. I think it would be quite amusing and interesting to see it now I've become the sixth Manx bard, actually.
Would that be with Dolan Kelly when he was...
Yes, indeed. Yes, Dolan was one of my inspirations. I still see him around at things quite regularly. And he was very into poetry when we were at school and encouraged the reading of it and the writing of it. And he, of course, he was a great ambassador for the works of T. Brown.
So when you're writing a poem, when you're preparing a poem perhaps, are you thinking of the performance of it, or are you thinking it more of something on the paper?
No, I'm generally thinking of the performance of it, because I think that the nature of the work that the Manx Bard does, a lot of it is performance, and so I do write it with the thought of how it might sound when it's read out to an audience. Although, of course, I wrote a poem that I wouldn't necessarily read out, but it's quite an insightful thing based on an experience I had in London. So I think that, you know, you can write other poetry, it has got its place.
And what sort of range of poetry, what sort of ideas do you bring into your poetry?
Well, I always have an ongoing book, so whenever I think of something, I note it down. And then when I need a poem or want to write a poem, I will generally refer to the book and I will work on the idea. And sometimes I've written down a brief idea and then I will develop it into something more when I actually sit down and put it together.
So you've got a year ahead of you as the Manx Bard now, and as you were saying, you have to prepare ideas for how you're going to promote poetry in the Isle of Man in that year. So what have you got lined up?
Well, I'll be working very closely with the Bard Committee to see about... I'm very determined to bring poetry to more people, really. I think that people think it's like a limited audience, a limited market, but I'm absolutely certain that we can bring it to more people in the future. People who haven't got any interest, is people who I know who sort of shrug their shoulders and not really have any interest or knowledge about it. So they're the people I'm hoping to, you know, to introduce more poetry to. I hope that by writing some quite funny Manx topical things that sort of has a broader appeal, so I'm hoping that that'll do the trick for starters.
Yes, well, you gave us a flavour of that earlier on today, but you also do more serious poetry as well.
Yes, yeah. Well, the programme that I put together for my entry into the Bard was three completely diverse poems, so I hope that I showed one of those this afternoon as well. Something thought-provoking, really. So I feel like I can write it in any style. My favourite is the humorous and the Manx, obviously, because, you know, quirky sense of humour and I'm very, very proud to be Manx. But yes, I hope that I've showed that through my programme that I entered into the Manx Bard entry, and also through the general work that I do, that I'm not just I hate the expression, but one-trick pony. I hope I've got more tricks to me to show the different areas I can write in.
And will you have a chance to take some of your poetry away off the island?
I'm not certain at the moment how that works. I know that previous bards have travelled, and I know that certainly the London Manx Society are always very interested in the latest Manx Bard, and that is something that I actually belong to when I briefly lived in London a few years ago, so I have got a connection to it. So I think that I will be approaching them, but if any other opportunities come along, I would certainly be... up for it. I work full time, but I still have got quite a lot of annual leave to take, so I didn't know how things were going to work out, but certainly now they have worked out this way, I can use that to develop the poetry and maybe take time off if something comes up.
Well, you're sitting here in Linda Davis's magnificent robes and Graham Hall's wonderful chair that you sat on. So how do you feel at the end of the day?
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled to bits. It's absolutely wonderful. It's something I've aspired to for many years. So to be sitting here now, I really can't believe it. I'm really, really delighted and thankful to everybody who's put this together, to Bridget Carter, to Diane, to all the committee and the judges. Fantastic amount of work goes into it. It's a wonderful occasion. Yeah, and I'm absolutely, really, really, truly proud and honoured.
Molia Soliad, congratulations.
Goramayu.
Molia Soliad and Sheyu Vad Vanin. Congratulations to the sixth Manx Bard, Zoe Cannell. Tijikin to be Eken Vad Vanin, Shiga Satrerahit, Erin Order, Awan and Jay and Tachet, Court de Badak, Screwit, Exlaeger. Once Toshak Ari Melina, Hogan Bing Tareka and Bad Vannon Ebon, and Bad Egg Vannon, as for Holly McRae pointed Danik Shen. Niai, she Brunus via Dorley Vaughan, as Jiduni, how Esther Walters Anne, Satak at Bad Satolt, Ek Morehouse, as via Vesa Na Inad Rish Holly. Sunday's event was notable for the inclusion of young poets. Two pupils of the Bunskal Gilgach, Mary Wade and Kinley Clugston, were the driving force behind a poetry club at the school producing poetry in English and in Manx.
Langness. Birds fly over jagged cliffs. Days sail by and the rocks get older. Terns, guillemots, oyster catchers and much more. A salt wave of birds.
The seas have fed them.
The cliffs have sheltered them. The wind has raised them for countless years.
Tonnen. Gich en a tonnenen, Maria vers chag a chow. Usig vera yisectured famlak der all. Foyen, gichen, harish a try. Geisha, spolgen, solna. Gael Corail son and Tonin back attack, smorgel sacks a clacking. Barak get like trudy nair, jig curse like trigger. Ak, trete green act, to slide chip map less crunken. Kiao id green at's close and usher. Nubia lip version slides, edding quack, eleg, fuse of yara. Splish, splish, splish. Splash, splash, splash. Shene, Sir Ellen Van and Veen.
Mary Wade and Kinley Clugston. The Manx Youth Bard was launched by Team Manx Bard in February of this year, and the inaugural Manx Youth Bard was Holly McRae. We'll hear from Holly in a moment or two, but narrowly in second place for that position was Esther Walters, whom we'll hear first.
The poem I'm going to read is called Waves. Underwater, the chains tying me to the world break. In the rippling waves, my shivering body does quake. Underwater, my body as weightless as a ghost lies, where all sound is muted, where salt sting my eyes. Peace engulfs me in waves as power drains from my thighs. I swim against the tide, further from the world I despise. In my chest, a fire arises as my lungs scream out for air. Underwater, I near new life. Above, all is unaware. Pain consumes my body. Regret fills my mind. My frantic arm movements, are they waves? Are they blind? Tumbling like the waves, the seconds in the sea. My unbreakable heart stops, then swims free. To die isolated, all alone in pain, I'm not the first, nor am I the last in vain.
This is called Nature's Voice, and I originally wrote it for this event with Biosphere for their environment awareness event. However, it comes with more meaning now because I've just come back from a Brazil mission trip, and I'm sure for those of you who follow the news will know that recently there's just been an Amazon rainforest fire, which is really impacts our world because that's where we get most of our air from. And so this poem is all about if nature had a voice, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, the environment. If the oceans could speak, what would they say? If the heavens had eyes, what would they see? Would the clouds fill with rain and pour down like tears? If flowers had lips, they'd whisper their fears. But little by little, sea by sea and tree by tree, we can save our planet, all the air and everywhere, for we are wildlife. As the trees wave farewell, it's harder to breathe, as we suffocate life and poison the seas. For we did not protect the earth, our home, and our children will reap what we have sown. But little by little, sea by sea and tree by tree, we can save our planet, all the air and everywhere, for we are wildlife.
Esther Walters and the Manx Youth Bard Holly McRae. Another young poet from the Bunscoil Gaeilge and the youngest performer on Sunday at the age of 7 was Finn Franklin.
Spook Fair by Finn Franklin. We went to Spook Fair and it's always so fresh. And when we got there, the air was quite fresh. We had to get round to look at the trees, then decided to eat our lunch full of peas. I dropped my bowl and the peas rolled around. They were all full of curly all over the ground. I made a big mess, but we didn't care, so I just left them there. Then they had a thought as they walked away. It was just when we came, and that's the way it should stay. They were all rubbish on the ground, quite mean, so instead we went back and made it all clean. And once we'd undone our deal, we got in the car and went back to Peel.
Finn Franklin, a young poet from the Bunscoil Gaeilge. A shéinne by Shachlair, Keith Shaw. Now from me, Marilyn Crellin, Vaughan Marilyn Crellin, Sledden You,